All right, everybody, this is Amir. Because we lost a little bit of time due to projector issues, I would love it if we can give him all the time to present, and if you've got questions for him, we can take it into the hallway. I want to get your questions, but at the same time, I want to give him all the time necessary that he needs to show off what he's working on. This is, I forgot, DarkFi, Zero Knowledge Cryptography for Anonymous Uncensored Organizations.
Yep, I will do an intro as well. So let's see.
There's stickers if you haven't got them.
Okay, so how do I full scream in GNOME? Super and plus. Oh, arrow up. Ah, yeah, brilliant. And how do I switch?
What's up?
I mean, oh, I don't have Zathura. This is too normal for me. Oh yeah, there we go. Oh. Why can't we just have a Mac? Ooh, no he didn't. Okay, how do I... The hell? Okay. Okay. Hello everyone. My name's Amir Tarki. I'm a free software developer of 20 years. I was one of the first 5 Bitcoin developers, mainly worked on anonymity and privacy tech. I made the first CoinJoin and stealth addresses on Bitcoin. And in this talk, I'm going to talk about DarkFi, which is an L1 for anonymous applications. So, you know, what does that mean? It means like anonymous payments, anonymous communications, you know, anonymous DAOs, all the tools that we need to build anonymous, uncensored organizations in the internet, on the internet. So, you know, we're at FOSDEM, and, you know, when I was, you know, 15, 16, I was very inspired by free software movement and what it meant for like the future of economics and, you know, people organizing together. And I saw like this huge potential for what Linux could become. And today, you know, we went through this period post 2000s where, you know, Ubuntu, the open source kind of movement, the swarm ideology stuff was all about, you know, trying to play catch up to Windows, trying to be, you know, the next thing after Windows, and we were always one step behind. And the consequence of that was that, you know, Linux was always just a shitty alternative. And today we're undergoing a kind of renaissance. This is like my view in Linux, is where people are trying to understand what went wrong exactly, and actually the value proposition of Linux, which, you know, proprietary software is a company gives a piece of software to its users, the users consume that software, and, you know, when something's wrong with the software, I mean, this is the story of Stallman and, you know, why he went and hacked the printer. When something's wrong, you're just reduced to begging the organization. We all see that, you know, I don't know, Sonos speakers or Reddit, we know some unpopular feature, and the users are just reduced to making petitions. They're completely powerless. I even read something recently which said that, you know, Gen Z doesn't know how to use a printer. Gen Z doesn't know how to use a file system. And the fact is, this Silicon Valley proprietary paradigm, it creates